Almost 250 academics have signed a letter accusing two British universities of undermining freedom of speech after they cancelled pro-Palestinian events held by students as part of what is called Israel Apartheid Week. Well, the letter criticises the UK Science Minister, Joe Johnson, for calling the Apartheid Week a cause for concern. The annual event includes a street performance called Mock Point, aimed at raising awareness for Palestinian human rights. Though previously approved by the university's student unions, they were then banned for safety reasons with less than 48 hours notice. We spoke to one of the letter's signatories, a humanities lecturer at Brighton University, who says the move is a sign of government interference.
The signatories of the letter are somewhat dismayed. I'm certainly dismayed myself, having been working in the higher education sector in Britain for a very, very long time. This is an unprecedented intervention by the government to try and close down the legitimate debate and discussion about a poignant political issue of international relations. The whole point about debates in university is that they have to be free and open, and everybody on all sides has to have the opportunity to express their view. There has been a rise in anti-Semitic activity, and many of us who are signatories to this letter have been active in trying to counter that. The bizarre thing, the ridiculous thing about this ban is that it will do nothing to restrict the amount of anti-Semitic attacks.